of mine on murder. And the judge's gavel fell. Jury found him guilty.
Well, here's a little something that is not going to help those that are concerned with getting a vaccine. There seems to be a vaccine hesitancy in this country, a lot of it, and for a variety of reasons that are valid reasons. People are concerned about bad reactions. Of course, there's plenty of reports of, you know, bad reactions that have led to bad outcomes, especially with some young mothers and women. But here's something even more disconcerting for you, and I'm not trying to dissuade you from getting the vaccine. If you want to get the vaccine, if you think it's best for you, I suggest you do your reading. If you've already gotten it, congratulations. If you have survived COVID, we appreciate that too. But bogus COVID-19 vaccines, some selling for $1,000 a round, using anti-wrinkle substance as an ingredient, were found in black markets around the world. Pfizer confirming that to the Wall Street Journal. Black market fake COVID-19 vaccines selling for a grand apiece. Yep, found in Poland and Mexico. Counterfeit. People will do anything to scam others to make a buck. People do anything. $1,000 for a fake Pfizer vaccine. And they've turned up in Mexico and Poland, which means they're everywhere. And so I guess my advice would be get your vaccine from a reputable medical facility, maybe your doctor, a hospital, a clinic you're familiar with. I mean, how unbelievable is that? We are cognizant that in this type of environment fueled by the ease and convenience of e-commerce and anonymity afforded by the internet, there will be an increase in the prevalence of fraud, counterfeit, and other illicit activity as it relates to vaccines and treatments for COVID-19. I mean, weird. At any rate, moving on to my next guest, Congressman Bill Heising, and joining me here, he is from West Michigan. Congressman, welcome back. It's been a while.
It has been a little bit, and good to be with you. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here. So, where to start? Start at the border disaster, start at the disaster of $1.9 trillion, the alleged infrastructure bill. I'm looking at all these far-left ideas get pushed through. The border is an absolute disaster right now. The $1.9 trillion, only about 6 or 7% of it went to actually help out middle-class Americans in rebuilding the country. The rest goes who knows where. And this infrastructure deal, apparently Planned Parenthood is now infrastructure. I don't know where to start, sir. It's all mind-boggling.
I know. If it wasn't all true, it would be funny. I mean, it's like a script that's gotten written. And you know, here's one thing I do know, Steve. Having been watching what happens out here in Washington D.C., which I, as you know, I lovingly call Oz. It looks like it's real, but it's not quite. Sorry, it's gonna be someone's walking past me really loud. Here's the issue. We've got reactions from the hard left that think that they have finally gotten not their candidate even so much, but their philosophy implanted in places like schools and universities. And I'm not talking like upper level schools. I'm talking, you know, elementary schools, right? And they have just pushed a wokeness that we've never seen in this country. Well, maybe not since the 1920s and 1930s with FDR.
Yeah, it's not a wokeness. It's a warpness. They're teaching children, if you're white, you're guilty when you're born. If you're colored, if you're black or Hispanic, you have any color, you're a victim. They're teaching school kids to hate each other. I mean, that's what the Muslims do about hating America, the great Satan. And we're doing the same thing in some schools and in too many schools. How about that?
Yeah, it's sad. It really is sad. And, you know, this is why you're seeing more and more parents react. First of all, they're trying to gain control of their schools. And I've had more than one parent say, you know, I guess I really never paid attention to what my kids were getting taught. I assumed that they were learning the same things that I used to learn. And then I sat in on some of their classes while we were out of school because of COVID. And I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And it's forcing those parents to start making some decisions. Are they going to keep them in that school? Are they going to homeschool?
Well, there
is
a boom in that.
For another private school. And, you know, we need to make sure that those parents have options, too. That's another phone call. But that's got to be part of this response, I think.
I agree. And there's a boom in homeschooling. Now, I guess my question to you is, when you look at this far-left radicalism that's being pushed through, and not at the consent of the American people, this is still a center-right nation. That has not changed. You look at the dissatisfaction with what's going on with the Biden administration and so forth. People don't believe in open borders. People don't believe that intact men should run track meets against girls. Nobody believes that, not in mainstream America. You know, and so I look at the 47 districts that are vulnerable for Democrats. I think it's going to be larger than that. I think there's going to be a groundswell of support for Republicans in 2022. But will there be anything left by the time we get there? That's the question.
Yeah, it certainly feels like all the crops are being burned as the retreat is happening, right? You know, but I think you're absolutely right. This is going to look like 2010 in the election. Here's one difference. Nancy Pelosi learned some lessons from her 2009-2010 trip as speaker, which was when Barack Obama was at his ascendancy, and she basically tried to convince everybody that they were going to be okay. He was going to be able to carry them through. And it didn't happen. Well, right now she has told her conference she's not going to be speaker again. She's not going to be a member of Congress again. So guess what? She's willing to sacrifice anyone and anything that she can for this hard left agenda. She knows that she's not going to be returning as speaker. And she is willing to sacrifice everything to make sure that they cement in as much of this hard left agenda as they possibly can.
And how frightening is that? Bill Huizinga, Congressman from the Michigan 2nd District. I have to leave it there this morning, Congressman. Don't be so long in between visits. We'll talk soon, my friend.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, my friend.
There you have it. Quick break here on the Steve Gerber Show.
Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks, manufacturer of the nation's finest lift and dock systems. From bolt lifts, dock sections, and accessories to complete custom dock systems. Visit Feitner Bolt Lifts and Docks in Charlotte, Perry, and now in Negaunee, Michigan. Get more at 1-800-BOATLIFT.com.
The Steve Gerber Show is the fastest growing talk show in America, so thank you. Without you, none of this would be possible. The relentless pursuit of truth, common sense, and honest answers to the most important questions of the day isn't easy, but it's critical to our future. Find out more. SteveGerber.com.
The pandemic has made it clear. If you're overweight, have diabetes, or high blood pressure, you are at risk. My Pure Health Solutions wants you to get healthy. If you've been thinking about losing weight, there's no better time than right now. With My Pure Health Solutions, you can do it all from the privacy of your own home. My Pure Health Solutions will build a custom plan just for you to lose weight, lower your blood pressure, and even boost your immune system. If you're ready to take control of your weight and your health, today is the day. Go to GruberHealth.com. GruberHealth.com.